Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Stephen Grass, the founder of Quaker City Mercantile and the creator of Hendrix Gin, Sailor Jerry Rum, Art in the Age Spirits, and Tamworth Distilling, among many others. He has also helped revive legacy brands such as Narragansett, Miller High Life, Guinness, and Pilsner Urquell. And Mr. Grass, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. A pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, how does Original Creations begin?
How does Original Creation begin? You should look in the Bible for that. Ha ha. I think the book, what's interesting about the book is it goes through my creative process and my journey for creating hit brands that go viral. So for me, that journey begins with interesting source material. So I go through a lot of steps in the book. Particularly, my biggest one is to turn off social media, turn off big tech, and go to old books and read them. And in those books, you'll find interesting ideas that you can turn into great brands.
I can certainly appreciate your first words in your response there. Good stuff right there. How does one cultivate their own inspiration, mine it, and then turn it into something truly unique and interesting?
In order to come up with unique ideas and unique brands, again, you need to ask yourself, what are you passionate about? What are you interested in? And then dig in. Go to the library, avoid social media, and crack open some old books and just put yourself in a room and read them. And then in the book, I also talk a lot about bands, as in like rock bands, because I think the way they create is very similar to the way I create. So, and I use it as an example in the book, the band Led Zeppelin. What I always thought was interesting about Led Zeppelin is they sang about J.R.R. Tolkien and elves and all that stuff, but they did it to the tune of Mississippi Blues. And it's the weird mashup of those two ideas that made Led Zeppelin unique. And you can almost look at any band. They do the same thing. Like, what was the other band? Jethro Tull, right? So he mixed progressive rock with medieval song styles. And what happens then is you create something that is totally ownable to you and can't be mimicked or stolen by, you know, or doesn't play off trends that die out quickly. So the idea is come up with, have the nerve or the audacity to declare what you find passionate and then dive deep into it and use that as your source for creativity.
Well, the feedback is certainly awesome, and the creativity in the response is even better. Really good, and it certainly backs up what we're talking about here today. Tell me, how also does one seduce others with enchantment by creating your own mythology? Talk to us about that.
So enchantment is interesting because, it's interesting. There's a current trend in marketing called unbranding. And if you look at a lot of the big brands that are out right now, particularly, I guess Apple's a great example, or Google, or a lot of these .com companies like Warby Parker or Casper, the ones that sell mattresses. They purposely go about taking away the layers of interest and meaning that make brands intriguing. And what we do is the opposite of that. So if you look at a brand like Hendrix, there's many layers of meaning and many layers of intrigue and mystique to the brand. And it's the combination of like sort of a stew of weird stuff. We call it the onion method, because the more onion layers of the onion you peel off, our brands become more interesting, not less interesting. A curious example would be the Nabisco logo, Nabisco, the cookie maker. Their logo is actually has the Knights Templar cross in it for some inexplicable reason. So what is that about? So we tried to bake in all these, what I guess you call them Easter eggs these days. but baking all this weird mystery and intrigue into our brands so that if you're a true believer or a true fan of the brand, you keep finding new things that make it interesting.
All the insight and information shared so far is very interesting and has been a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Grass. Looking forward to hearing more. Today, we're speaking with Stephen Grass, the founder of Quaker City Mercantile and the creator of Hendrick's Gin, Sailor Jerry Rum, Art in the Age Spirits, and Tamworth Distilling, among many others. He is also the co-author of Brand Mysticism, Cultivate Creativity, and Intoxicate Your Audience. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell me, why do we need to unplug, stop opening Instagram and TikTok, and find unique sources of inspiration that aren't just for today, but forever? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Because you need to find what's truly interesting to you, and you're not going to find that on the internet. And old books are the source for deep diving into passion, intrigue, mystery, and enchantment.
And there you have it. You heard it from a reliable source. That's the way to go. Good stuff there. And lastly and briefly, what are the 8 life lessons that would entertain, educate, inspire, and spark one's creative energy? I'm sure you probably don't have time to get into all 8, but we'll take whatever you can leave with us.
Ha! What are 8 life lessons? I guess they're in the book because you gave a specific number, but for the life of me, I can't remember. I don't know. Just be passionate about what you do. Unplug. Travel. Have the nerve to be weird. And I think a big important one is life's short. Life's too short to have bad clients or bad customers. Have a bulletproof business where you can just say no.
I specifically like the part about travel and unplugging. Those two right there are so important. Mr. Grass, thanks so much for joining us here today. And if listeners wanted to get more information on Quaker City Mercantile online, as well as your book, Brand Mysticism, where's the best place to do so?
Okay, so you can contact me through my company's website, QuakerCityMercantile.com. And Brand Mysticism is available everywhere, wide release. Buy it on Amazon. Better yet, buy it at your local independent bookstore. But if they don't have it, go to Amazon.com.
Sounds easy enough, and we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Grass, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You too. God bless.
And God bless you as well. We've been speaking with Stephen Grass, the founder of Quaker City Mercantile and the creator of Hendrick's Gin, Sailor Jerry Rum, Art in the Age Spirits, and Tamworth Distilling, among many others. He's the co-author of Brand Mysticism, Cultivate Creativity, and Intoxicate Your Audience. And for all the details, visit QuakerCityMercantile.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.